cisterns and the houses of the citadel. Storing water was essential to maintain life in the citadel. For this reason, one of the citadel's most outstanding elements are the cisterns, five of which are still visible, protected by metal grills. Partly chiseled into the rock, all have thick perimeter walls made of formwork masonry to withstand the pressure of the stored water. The inside was covered by a concrete, lime and stoneware coating that, apart from ensuring waterproofing, gives a characteristic reddish hue to its walls. Some, such as the one on our right, still have part of the original roof, consisting of a lowered formwork masonry vault and a flat roof to enable crossing. The traces left by the canes, used in the movable framework's construction, can still be seen inside, a sample of which has been left to help visitors appreciate the construction technique employed. Finally, to the right of the sign, we find a group of houses facing the sea. The archaeological work carried out so far has identified three, with the possibility of locating more in future digs. It is likely that state officials in charge of administering the castle and its territory lived in these: the Musadid, a kind of rural judge, the Maharith, in charge of collecting the tributes, and the Dayid, military governor and maximum authority of the castle. Let's continue along the path until you find the next stop, panel number 4.